Whether they support him or not, most South Koreans think the Lee Myung-bak political machine is headed for a decisive win. Lee, the nominee of the conservative Grand National Party, has a strong lead in polling. His nearest rival trails Lee's 46% approval rating by about 30 points. Lee's message is relatively simple, and he gets it across to international reporters.
We are the Korean economy, and I like to remake the Korean structure.
He promises to kickstart an economy that many think has stalled under President Nomu-hyun. Mr. No, whose term expires in January, is widely blamed for what voters consider indecisive management of the economy. Lee derives some of his pro-business credentials from his past as a former chairman of a unit in South Korea's Hyundai conglomerate. But his reputation as a hard-driving leader was perhaps most firmly established by a project he pushed through as mayor of Seoul. Despite initial ridicule, Lee managed to renew the Cheonggyecheon Stream, which runs through Seoul. In addition to beautifying the city, the project strikes a chord of Korean nationalism because the stream was paved over by Japanese occupiers in the early 20th century. Lee also says he will adjust what he considers an overly generous and uncritical approach toward communist North Korea and exchange it for a business-like approach. Lee says if North Korea verifiably gets rid of its nuclear weapons, he will work to transform its impoverished economy and raise North Korean per capita income to $3,000 a year within 10 years. Lee says that includes a review of President No's promises for new inter-Korean projects, which would cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Lee also says he will strengthen the country's alliance with the United States, which has been strained in part by President No's approach toward North Korea. Lee's campaign was tarnished by allegations of past fraud and stock manipulation. Prosecutors recently cleared him of those charges, a move Lee's opponents call politically biased. Polling experts say even some of Lee's supporters doubt he is completely innocent of the allegations. However, their desire for political change outweighs their reservations. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.